Say live and let die.
So, Viva Chikara for August is here.
Yeah!
I'm Kevin Ford. Justin Houston's with me. How's it going, Justin?
Pretty good. I have not watched any Chikara since it returned.
Yeah, what's that about?
So, well, some stuff came up. You know, I don't want to, you know, inject part of my personal life into the show, but something very serious. Befell me. It was, you can relate to this, having had serious things, you know, happen in your life recently. It was a thing called the G1 tournament.
I've heard of this.
And it took up a lot of my time. I got buried deep in the G1 tournament, dodging results to make sure I could get home and watch it blind. And I got sucked in. And I went to a dark place, a dark, lonely place. Dark and lonely so I could both see and hear better. It was lovely. It was, I don't mean to make this sound depressing. It was a wonderful time. I couldn't have been happier, but I just didn't have time for Chikara.
Even with Jeff Jarrett in the end?
No. Let me explain. I enjoy G1. I do not enjoy New Japan. G1 is basically, it cuts all the crap I don't like about New Japan, which is when they try to tell stories or the boring first 20 minutes of their matches. It goes away. It's wonderful. And then because they don't do anything worthwhile ever. I didn't care for the last match in G1. I never liked the last match because it's 30 minutes of, well, it's 20 minutes of drag. And then it's that 10 minutes that you get in G1 at the end of this match. That's so electric and exciting. And the last 10 minutes was great. Everything else was just garbage, and I'm not a huge Okada fan. I mean, he's all right. I don't hate him, but there's just little things like he does the Cena thing where there's no point, or the BB Hulk thing. Don't work a limb because he's not going to care in the end. It's just not going to matter. It won't affect the finish. It won't do anything. Just forget about it and just toss him around a little bit. But fans love him. They went crazy for the finish. I would have liked to have seen Nakamura win, not because I'm a huge Nakamura fan, but because I thought it made sense title defense wise. But spoiler alert, Okada wins.
Oh, well, now I can't watch any of it.
Okada won. Did you watch any of it?
I've seen zero of the G1. Because the problem is it gets like really overwhelming, where it's like, it's like, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to watch this. And then just like shows keep happening and you keep falling further behind and you're just like, forget it.
Wrestling in general has that effect, but yeah, G1, it happens in such a short period of time.
Right.
It can be difficult.
If someone like gave me like a list of like the top, I don't know, 5 or 10 G1 matches, and I would watch those. But apparently they're all like amazing this year.
They aren't. I preferred last year's tournament, quite frankly, because I thought the highs were much higher last year than they were this year. But it's a lot of good stuff. It's always good stuff. The overblown, I mean, I see like 4.75 star ratings on like 11-minute matches, and I think, well, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. But there's tons of great stuff. Anything with Hamna, who I'm sure I'm pronouncing his name wrong, all of these names, Ishii, everything, and when they collided, Shibata was amazing.
Shibata bread.
Yes. Did the Shibata roll several times. In that someone struck him and he rolled. That's pretty much the Shibata roll. It was lots. Nakamura was great. There was lots and lots of good stuff from the usual suspects. The same couple of guys that were great last year were great this year. In a lot of the same pairings. So yeah, it was Nagata is you can always count on him to have an enjoyable match. So yeah, any of those guys. If you haven't seen G1. Go see G1. Do that.
Well, I will say, even though you haven't been watching Chikara, I got a chance to watch the New York and Revere, Massachusetts shows since
I saw you tweeting about it. What did you think?
I thought the Manhattan show was excellent. I would say out of all the new Chikara shows, it's the best one and the one that I would say that is worth, you know, going out of your way to watch.
Well, I want to see them all, really, but I kind of feel like I'm in that hole that I don't know if I'm going to be able to dig myself out of to get to, you know, the big one coming up, King of Trios.
For sure. I mean, I don't think – I think you can – the Midwest shows are completely skippable. I even think You Only Live Twice isn't something that needs to be watched. But I think this show had really excellent wrestling all around. I like the Revere show too. Like, I thought the Campionato Switch was really fun. Remington versus Archibald Peck obviously was really good. Just good stuff on there too. So I thought like this was finally a weekend where I was like, all right, maybe we're getting somewhere.
Be for real. Did Peck Remington live up to the hype? Was that even possible?
Yeah, that's the thing is like, I'm thinking back to that Archibald Peck Chuck Taylor match, and I don't think it was as funny as that, but it was pretty good. They okay. also got a lot of time. Like the match goes like 20 minutes.
I feel like a lot of Peck's matches have been going long. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm doing it all. I got to do it all from memory because there's no, you know, results section that I see here. I'm looking for one and I don't see it.
But the good thing is like the pieces of hate are still amazing. The Oceania Portal are still really awesome. Like all the wrestling is like all the wrestlers you expect to be really good are like Silver Ant's still great. Man, just I'm like I was really feeling these shows, especially the New York one. So
good.
There you go. I'm happy to say that I was watching shows and I was like, all right, now you know these next two shows, the cards don't look as strong, but we'll see.
Did it cure your cancer?
No, it did not do that. Did you really have to go there?
Well, I was just wondering. You said it was really good. And I thought, you know, if it did, that's a pretty good thing to print on a DVD.
True.
You pretty much threw the first two shows that came back under the bus like, no, really don't have to see a thing from those.
Well, so I feel like you do. Let's not say there's not good matches, but it's like you could skip those and be fine.
Okay. Right, and I won't miss any like storyline stuff.
I don't think so.
All right. I'm still going to watch them. Okay. I was just trying to do Chikara solid. They could print a DVD that says the show and says this cures cancer.
Or at least one instance.
But it did. Yeah. Cured cancer. Like, and just like a little asterisk. And on the back, it'll just say one time that we're aware of.
It did put a smile on my face, though. How's that?
And that's the best medicine.
It is.
Smiles.
Smiles are the best medicine. Also got to see the death of the Thunder Frog.
Oh, my gosh.
And Tursus, I guess.
What the hell? Why is everybody dying?
I don't know. But, man, Tursus gets hit by the Thunder Frog's hammer and gets killed, right? So they have, all the flood guys in the match try to carry Tursus to the back. Oh, boy. That was a challenge.
And not because, the hammer was resting on him or something?
No, because, they had to get him over the guardrail because, you know, the flood doesn't come through the entrance. And it was like, oh, this is... Turn the camera off. Why is this happening?
Do they really? They stay on it that long?
Yeah, it's a pretty long
watching
time.
Watching him. Wow.
I thought that was funny. But, yeah, so I don't know. Thunder Frog's dead. Tursus is gone. They're thinning out the herd.
So let's play a game called Who Dies from These Shows?
Oh, that's a tough call. Because I wouldn't have called the Thunder Frog.
No, not at all. Why? Why did this have to happen?
I don't know. Did you see that that video they put up?
Yeah.
Where someone else picks up the hammer?
No, I didn't notice that part.
Yeah, it's like the very end.
I waited to the very end and it was nothing. It was so long at the end, I thought, oh, something's here. Nothing happened on my stupid phone.
Oh, well, your phone sucks. Because
that obviously stupid lied to me.
You see some hands pick up the hammer.
More than one?
Well, like a set of, you know, like a person's set of hands.
Oh. People have two hands?
Yes.
Holy shit! I got a lefty!
Exactly.
They're getting acquainted.
I just didn't know why Prakash Sabar couldn't have died on the last show.
Oh.
The Thunder Frog.
That's rough.
That is rough.
Hey, I mean, is he on these shows?
I don't think so. I don't know if anybody from either of those factions is on those shows. I don't see it. All right, well, let's start with, the first show. The one in, I don't even know where this is.
Honolulu.
Yes, Honolulu, Hawaii. No, Le Mignon, Quebec, maybe?
Honolulu, Quebec, Hawaii.
Permis de tour. I think that's license to kill in French.
That's so snooty.
That's also not a good Bond theme.
I don't even remember it. So, yeah, it couldn't have been that good. All right. Am I doing this? Who's doing this?
Well, I don't know. Let's go. Let's just do it.
Okay.
I already see in the first match that I'm a liar because you already have somebody from
Up. I kind of thought, but I haven't watched it since it returned, so I couldn't be sure. That's Proletariat Bor Moldova.
Yes.
Taking on the Silver Ant. Is he still Green Ant everywhere else?
No, he's Silver Ant everywhere, because I know you wrestled in Beyond Wrestling as Silver Ant.
What about in Evolve?
Good question. I don't think he's wrestled in Evolve since.
Oh, shoot. I thought he did. I thought he tagged with...
He got announced for something. Like, I think the New York shows that are coming up in September.
Is he announced as... What is he announced as?
I don't know. I'll look into it while you're doing this.
All right, this is dramatic. And I'll just go through the card while you're pretending.
Sure, okay.
The next match is Kodama taking on Ashley Remington. That's an interesting meeting of different perspectives.
Yeah, it's weird because like Kodama's going it alone this weekend. There's no Obera.
Oh, yeah. You think Obera, maybe he's in Japan or Mexico or jail or something?
Jail. That's intense.
Well, I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know. I think Kodama versus Remington could be a really interesting dynamic. Remington's the best, by the way.
Is he the best? I thought he would be the best, and it seems like people think he's the best now.
Yeah, like everyone fawns over him, even like Bryce Remsburg in storyline. It's pretty great.
And Bryce doesn't fawn over anybody. He is really picky about who he praises in a Chikara ring.
Right. And I got to say, the girls they've been picking so far for Remington have been doing a real good job selling him up as like, oh, man, look at this this dreamboat, this awesome guy. So for them.
I thought you were going to hot or not their faces or something.
Like, some of them, well, no, but I'll give them a thumbs up in that department, too. How's that?
They're all over fives.
You don't watch Veep. I was going to make a reference, but anyways.
The next one is a four-corner elimination bout. It features three teams I know and then one that sounds silly. It's the Osirian Portal. The Spectral Envoy, which do we know which duo it's going to be from the Envoy? Can we figure it out?
Let's see. On the next shoe. No, we can't. Well, actually, it looks like it's Manus and Hala Wicked.
Yeah, because they're on the next night.
Exactly.
We did it!
Go team.
Woo! Okay, so it's definitely not them. Probably Frightmare and Returning Crossbones.
Or Ms. Blind Rage.
And who? Oh, because you said he looks like...
He looks like the Miz now. He dresses...
I thought you said Miss Blind Rage, and I just imagined Blind Rage in like a Miss Pac-Man-style bow.
Oh, I've imagined like Fiona and Cake version of Blind Rage.
Oh, okay. So we're going to alternate universe. Okay. I accept. So Miss Blind Rage and Frightmare. And then the last team... Wait, no. I forgot Jaka and Kefka the Quiet. And let's be real here. If someone's dying, Kefka the Quiet? I mean...
But why would he die? What did he do?
I'm not sure. Well, what did anybody do? What did Tirsis do?
Well, Tirsis got killed by the Thunder Frog, right?
Uh-huh.
Right, because it's Tirsis, you know? Because he's evil, right?
Okay.
And then so Deucalion had to kill the Thunder Frog.
Why couldn't the portal kill Kefka?
Do they know how to kill him?
A literal Osirian sacrament.
Possible.
Bam! I'm on this.
All right.
I don't need to watch Chikara.
You should, though.
I'm going to. Now that I don't have G1 in the way, because I watch it a lot when I finally, like, I sort of look up and go, oh, my girlfriend's asleep and there's no child around. I can do whatever I want. Sits and watches wrestling.
Well, that's my life, except for... No daughter or girlfriend.
Oh.
Womp womp. I can do whatever I want, whatever I want.
That's true. That's pretty sweet.
It just reminds me of Prismo from Adventure Time when he talks about how he can't be in a relationship because he doesn't want to talk about what meals to have.
Right. I just want to eat what I want to eat, you know?
I can't be having this conversation every day. Oh, let's have the same breakfast.
Yeah, that can be a pain, honestly, in a relationship. I don't want to say, like, pain, but it's a thing where you make for dinner what, like, she ate for lunch, and you're like, well, you screwed it up. You broke it. That's not what you were supposed to do. It's not mad, but you feel like you're doing relationship wrong.
It's just something you have to think about that you don't want to.
Yeah. You're or like, guess. Like, what could she have eaten? Italians. We can't have Italian this, you know, tonight. Or...
Right. Like, what do I want to get for lunch? Well, what if she wants burgers for dinner? Then I can't get, you know, Five Guys for lunch or whatever.
Yeah. It's... Or she's like, hey, we're going to eat burgers for dinner. Don't get a burger for lunch. You're like, okay. And then the dinner comes. She's like, I decided to make something else. And you're like, what? you told me not to get the burger. You
can't do that.
So, and that's like the hardest part of the relationships that I'm in, navigating meals. So that tells you how pretty easy it is.
Yeah, your life is real easy.
It's not bad. So,
but out of
there's
this...
another team.
Yes, there's
another team. Talking about this other team, and you have to teach me about this team because I don't know them.
Well, I don't know much about them. They're called Kickin' and Stompin'.
I noticed that they only use the apostrophe because they're Kickin' without a G, in like without the A and the D, and Stompin' without the other G, and they only use one apostrophe in the whole mess.
Right.
Is don't that grammatically correct?
Don't ask me.
I think it needs three, at least. Maybe four or five.
This is also Canada, so you know, the rules are way different there.
Whole different ballgame.
Right, so Kickin' and Stompin', according to the internet, which I used to figure this out, consists of a guy named Ivan Sullivan and another guy named Razen, R-A-Z-E-N. And I see that they have they wrestle in NSPW, and they've wrestled 3.0 a couple times. So there's that.
The internet fails you again. It's Kip Kickin' and Steve Stompin'. Kickin' and Stompin'.
Kip Kickin' is actually a name I could get behind.
Steve Stompin'.
I don't know. That's pretty good.
I know. Well, they came up with it. Thank them. Kickin' and Stompin'. That's who it really is. And they're winning this match. They're taking all 3 points, and they're going to the promised land.
They're taking the belts, brother.
Yes, that's what they're doing. Whether they win them or not, they're going to kick and stomp until they get them.
I don't know. I think, in all seriousness, I'm trying to think, man, the Portal versus the Throwbacks would be a really good match, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it would, yes. For sure.
So I'm going to say the Portal wins points. Oh, dude. So I see the Spectre Envoy here, and it reminds me that New York show, you know that the Catacombs of Abaddon that Mantis and Hallow Wicked do?
I'm aware.
So Jocko took like the best one ever in New York. It looked like it killed him. Because he just like gets stomped and then just like stays there. And it's like, oh, God, that had to hurt so bad. I watched it like 3 times.
Did I tell you the dream I had about a dark match of WWE involving a move Chris Jericho and Roman Reigns pulled off?
No.
Okay, so it was just this weird dream. It was a dark match, and I was like after Raw, and I was in like the front row, and like Kane and Reigns are like pounding on each other, right? And so they finally just like both hit each other at the same time and kind of stumble and get some distance. And that's when, like, Jericho and Bray Wyatt start going at it. This was weeks ago. And so, finally, Jericho hits the code breaker. And as soon as he hits it, he holds it. So, like, as soon as he lands, Reigns, like, leaps off of Bray's, like, bent over back to Superman punch Kane. And then turns around and, like, spears Bray Wyatt. And in my mind, I was like, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. And then I woke up.
Well, that's interesting.
Best dream I've had in like.
So ever. So Jericho gives Bray the code breaker.
Right.
And like holds on to his face.
Yes.
So his face is still placed on his knee.
Yes.
And Reigns steps on Bray's face.
No, he steps on his back.
Okay.
Like he jumps off his like hunched over back.
I see. And Superman punches Kane.
Yeah. And then Bray kind of staggers up and he turns around and just like. Ran him over.
You're watching way too much Raw, man.
I was at the time. I that may be coming to an end very soon. Rubbed Raw, PW Pondering.
Oh boy.
Well, we got another plug. Subtle?
No, it wasn't.
That's not at all. Damn it.
That's okay. We don't need subtlety here. We got a tag team match. 3.0 versus the Colony Extreme Force, Missile Assault, and Orbit Adventure Ant. I think 3.0 probably win. It's their hometown.
Yeah, speaking of, yeah, lack of subtlety, there's going to be a lot of shouting in this match.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, so some shout-offs, and I don't even know if they'll wrestle. They might just shout at each other.
You know, Mislil Saldan versus Silverin was also a really good match on that Manhattan show. Like, Jakarsson was hyping it up on Twitter, like, oh, this is the match I'm most looking forward to. And I was like, really? And then I watch it, and I was like, all right, Mislil Saldan's pretty good.
That's
cool. You just, like, never notice. Because, you know, like, he's always in, like, trios matches or,
right,
you know, his character overtakes. But I watch it, I was like, all right, this is pretty good. And then Shenron, like, killed him in a minute the next night.
Shenron did?
Yeah.
And he's not on these shows?
No, Shenron is not on these shows.
Oh,
what a shame.
Not dead either, so.
Well, hopefully.
That's the good news at this point, is if you're on Zakara rosters, that you're just not dead yet.
Right. By the way, I was happy to see they also put some promos on those shows, because they really didn't have any promos on the Midwest DVDs, but they did have a couple on this. And 3.0 is one of them, and I like 3.0 promos.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of yelling and what are you going to do about it? Booyah, you know.
Really?
Yes.
Sounds like a change of pace.
I know. Now, this next match kind of interests me. Archibald Peck versus Juan Francisco de Coronado.
I don't know what to make of it. I can't believe they've never faced one another.
Me neither. Well, also, did you know that Juan has 3 points?
Yes. You mentioned that in a text.
Oh, did I?
In a series of texts where you were like, you just explained Chikara again to me.
Oh, did I? Yeah. Oh, that's right, because they did that that video where they announced like a bunch of stuff, and I was like, all right, I know Justin can't watch, so let me tell him.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I was popping pretty good on the other side of the phone. I was like, oh, okay, interesting. So that's interesting that there's a point system now.
Yes, so it's, for those who don't know, same rules apply now for the Grand Championship as they do for the tag titles. In order to get a title shot, you got to acquire 3 points, which is 3 consecutive victories. And Juan Francisco has that. He beat Jervis on the first show. He beat Billy Rock in Chicago. And then he beat Eddie Kingston in New York. So he has 3 points. So if you're wondering who could face Ikaris the next night if he beats Archibald Peck, it's probably him.
Dramatic.
Which is a shame because I'd rather have Archibald Peck win. But
how many points does Peck have?
Peck has 0 because he lost to Ashley Remington.
Oh. So, kind of Juan has everything to lose here, huh?
Right. They also have been hyping up. They did a blog that Jimmy Jacobs has 2 points. So he, you know, they're doing the thing where he's trying to promise Eddie Kingston, if he comes to the Flood, he'll get him the Grand Championship back and all that. So, likely he will be the next challenger after Ikaris retains the belt. If Ikaris.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, and he doesn't appear to be on these shows.
Jacobs?
Yeah.
No, maybe unannounced. I don't know.
Maybe just kind of sneak him in and like sneak him in the first night, get him a point. Juan loses, and then it's Ikaris and Jacobs?
Perhaps.
Ooh!
Let's see. I'm trying to see if he's on a. Because I think Ring of Honor is running. But they're running the day before, so if Jacobs is on that, he could still do Chikara.
Intriguing. But that's the next night. We still have
yes.
A main event.
We do have a main event, a 10-man, which Chikara has been known to do lately. We got all the champions in this match.
We do. Oh, my gosh. Ikaris, Dasher Hatfield, and the Mr. Touchdown versus Fire Ant and Worker Ant.
They're teaming, Justin. The Colony and the Throwbacks and Ikaris, they're all teaming to take on the Flood, and we don't know who in the Flood.
I'm going to guess.
Well, let's see. Looking at the next night.
Cheating. You're cheating.
Well, I am cheating, yes. But, judging by the next night, I would say
it seems really obvious by the next night. It seems like an obvious 5 people.
Yeah, it looks like 17, the Shard, Max Smashmaster, Flex Rebel Crunch, and Knockin.
Yep.
So there you go, people.
We figured it out again.
No Jigsaw on these shows, I just noticed.
Not yet.
True. Yeah, these could be incomplete cards.
Oh, yeah, we haven't even looked at the banners. Oh, you know what? Yeah, these... No, these look pretty complete.
Might be a purple missing.
Maybe. And a blue on the other side.
Yeah. No Eddie Kingston either on these shows yet.
Well, he's probably not allowed in Canada.
Probably not.
Just, I mean, I don't think legally. I just think it's best he doesn't come to Canada.
Perhaps. Just like Jack Swagger.
Yes, in the exact same sense. that Jack Swagger, he just shouldn't go there. It would just upset him. Same with Zeb. Zeb would have a heart attack when he found out what happens.
Well, I thought Swagger couldn't go because of his like pot bust.
I think it was a DUI.
Oh, whatever. It's like the same thing.
Beer, weed. Canada's got it all flowing from the mountains.
Anyways, the last 10-man tag I saw in Massachusetts, Max Smashmaster pinned Icarus. So maybe that could happen again.
Whoa. That's serious business. Okay. And does he have any points?
No. Wait, no, he has one.
Ooh. Is it a 2 out of 3 falls match?
I do not believe so.
Okay, like the championship matches? Okay.
Right. I think it's just a singles match.
So overall, what's your feeling on the show?
It looks all right. Nothing like sticks out to be like amazing, but I'm like, it looks okay. I guess we'll see if anything else is added.
It really feels a bit like the first two shows when they came back.
Well, it just seems like it's kind of like what do I want to say? It's like they're sending the it's not like the full cast. It's like kind of the bare bones group is going up to Canada.
Right.
You know, it's not the full Monty Chikara group.
Yeah. All you Star Trek Next Generation fans, this is the Lower Decks episode.
Sure. I'll pretend I know what you're talking about.
Well, there's another show.
There is.
And there's championship matches on there.
It's called Live and Let Die, but in French, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it.
Vivre et Las Amour.
You said that all pretty like.
Bow, bow.
Yeah, the song's really good. The Paul McCartney version, the Guns N' Roses version, I just think it's weird that Axl Rose covered a Paul McCartney song.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
True. Oh, Wings.
Don't you dare fucking forget Wings.
Do you watch any of the Kevin Steen shows?
I have seen parts of them.
The one that just came out with Cliff Compton has a story at the end where they go to a Guns N' Roses concert, and all he talks about is how Sami Zayn acted at the show. Worth watching.
Most stories from like shoot interviews that I remember about wrestlers that aren't like getting into legal trouble involve Sami Zayn. It kind of makes me think that at some point Adam Rose is just going to fade into the mist and Sami Zayn is going to turn the Exotic Express into something a little bit crazier.
He sounds like an insane person. Or just like someone who's not aware of surroundings.
You can't spell insane without Sami Zayn.
That's true.
I think.
His shirt does say insane, I believe.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, terrible.
Just say crazy person and put his face. All right, so this show, it's in Montreal, in Bruxelles Avenue. For those of you that, just take a left at, you know where it is. It's, it starts with a four-corner elimination tag match. Another one. It also involves the Osirian portal. They could walk away with 6 points this weekend.
So many points.
Good grief. They're taking on Los Ice Creams, which I noticed they did not convert into French. Some assemblage of the colony.
Probably fire. Well, that's true. Well, I guess they don't know if Silver, all three ants are going to be there, so it could be anyone.
Maybe a free bird thing in the match. Who knows? And then there's this other team that I don't know. It's the McGoths?
Yes. So I looked them up too. And the only thing I could find them is they compete in two ISW shows back in 2008. And there's Bloodlust McGoth and Spooky McGoth. Those are their real names.
No, you can't say that. What do they look like?
Gosh, it's hard to describe. Just goofs with masks.
They sound like part of a Happy Meal deal.
They kind of look like Will-O-The-Wisp.
Like McDonald's for 1 month only goes McGoth with Spooky and Frazzlepuss or whatever you said.
Frazzlepuss.
What was the name?
Bloodlust and Spooky.
Well, I wasn't even close with Frazzlepuss. Bloodlust and Spooky. Spooky got the short end on the name stick.
I know.
Man, Do you think he went first or went second in choosing the names?
I don't know. One of them lusts for blood and the other one is just spooky.
Yeah, like either way, it's funny. If one goes bloodlust, the other goes spooky.
You're like, wait,
and
what?
And the other way, it's spooky bloodlust. There's going to be some kind of stares like, oh, you think this is about something different than I think it's about. Oh, that was good. That felt good. Well, anyway, the Wisteria Portal, they're going to win.
Yeah, I think they're going to come out with some points.
Who did I say was going to win on the last show? Kicking and Stomping. Yeah, yes. They're not there this time. So the Osirian Portal have this in the bag.
Exactly. Because Kicking and Stomping, what? Kip Kicking and Steve Stomping?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, they're not involved in any of this so far.
So far.
Yeah, we'll see. They might get over like crazy and get added to the show.
We'll see.
Kip and Steve. So the next one is, it's called an uphill battle, I'm assuming because Nakan is very large.
Yes.
And it's Kodama, once again, doing it solo.
Right. I don't expect this match to last very long.
No. I expect Nakan to knocking him in the head and knocking him out.
Would you say that Tursus is knocking on heaven's door?
No, I don't think. They had trouble getting him out of the building. He can't float up that high.
Poor guy.
Yeah, it's just a matter of physics.
I don't know anything about physics.
We should. Should we?
Maybe.
We've discussed physics off air a lot this time, which is strange.
Well, not really a lot, but like for a second, which is more than usual.
Yes. Yeah. In looking back at the other number of times we talked about physics, which is zero, it seems like a lot.
True. Let's never do that again.
Trios match.
Yes.
It's a top flight trios match, not one of those garbage regular old trios matches. It's Scott Parker, Skane Matthews, and Archibald Peck taking on the Wrecking Crew, Jaka, and Flex and Max of the Rumble Crunch and Smash Master clans. So I am kind of looking forward to this. What do you think?
Yeah, that should be fun. I think you got the all-Canadian trio there against the bad guys from the Wrecking Crew. I like the Wrecking Crew as a whole, especially the Dev Corp and Jaka. So, yeah, that could be a good time. And I think it will be a good time. And I think maybe the Canadians get a win and people feel good about themselves.
Indeed. Only trios match.
Right.
On the show. So.
And perhaps 3PECO get entry into King of Trios through a victory here.
Well, they deserve it. Quite frankly.
Truth.
So yeah, they should win, whether they get low blowed and rolled up with their feet on the ropes and holding the tights is another story. But the next match is Chikara's gift to the Canadian people.
Yes.
Is this their third match?
It is.
Ashley Remington, Chuck Taylor.
It just occurred to me, too, that Ashley Remington has 3 points.
Oh, my God.
So there's a lot on the line for Mr. Remington here.
That's true. How, we keep wondering when the tipping point of this whole thing's going to be. And if Chuck Taylor managed to pull it out.
Chuck Ashley. He was on commentary for Remington vs. Peck, and he hates Remington. Oh, boy, does he hate him.
Wow. Okay. Well, what is how is Remington going to react if Taylor manages to steal some points away? All of them.
I don't know. Maybe he'll throw a fruit basket at him.
Oh my gosh. I hope there's no pineapple in there. That's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
All round fruits like peaches and apples.
Maybe some grapes.
Yeah, that's fine. That shouldn't be too bad.
Could be
make
messy.
Some wine.
But yeah, I actually thought the second Remington Taylor match was really good. Like better than the first one. So this could be even better.
This should be the best of the bunch.
Right, if we're going in order.
Keeps getting better and better and better and better and better, better.
Plus I just love both men so much.
We want them to get along, don't we?
We do.
Or do we like them not liking each other?
I don't know. We'll see. I have a feeling that they're gonna be a tag team eventually. I mean that's what I like.
Yeah, I think they can. There's gotta be some common ground here. Who knows?
I mean, Ashley's angels got off or something to him, you know?
And what might that be in a Chikara universe?
Companionship.
Oh, okay. Just hanging out, you know, a buddy.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
A friend.
Indeed.
The next match is, it's an eight-man. It's a thing that Chikara calls Relevos Atomicos. And it's Dasher and Mr. Touchdown and Ultra Mantis and the Hollow Wicked. They are taking on 17 and the Shard and Missile Assault and an Orbit Adventure Ant. It's a brouhaha. And I don't know who's going to win, but it's another one of those big multi-man brawling type situations.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of those. Like, every show, they're just like a big brawl with a bunch of guys from the Flood versus a bunch of guys from Chikara. And I'm just like, eh, I don't know if I need to see this again.
It keeps kind of reading that way. Like, there'll be these 10-mans, and they're like, all right, let's have a map. Bah, fuck you! And everyone just runs at each other. So.
Yeah, basically. And it's like, eh, you know, it fits the story, but it gets like a little tiresome. Just a little tiresome sometimes.
I don't know if it fits the story so much as, I mean, if Quack is just sort of putting them, being like, you know, just letting them fight it out just in general. Like, I'll throw you all together and we'll see what happens.
Sure.
And it seems like it would be smarter to just have individual battles with people and have a purpose where it's like, okay, if you lose, you're gone, rather than just killing people off.
Right.
So that's just my two cents. But I feel like we got to get some bad guy wins here. And so,
oh, definitely.
Yeah. So,
especially since the tag champs are on the opposite side.
Has 17 debuted any more of his secret submissions of doom?
No.
Then he's going to at the show.
Perhaps, yes.
I bet that's going
to
happen.
He hasn't been around very often since the relaunch, to be honest.
Oh. Well, he's here on this show.
Yes.
And he'll probably be in the main event of the previous show. So
perhaps, yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then the main event. Icarus is defending the title against the city of Montreal. No, in Montreal. Okay. So we don't know who he's fighting yet?
Not yet. But Juan Francisco is not in any other matches, so...
Let's go over all the possibilities. All right, so okay. Juan Francisco is the only active person with 3 points, right?
Oh, Ashley Remington.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so Remington also has it, but they both have... let's see, Juan Francisco doesn't have a match.
Exactly, and Remington is probably going to be spent after his match with Chuck Taylor.
Interesting. Yeah, that would be weird if he was just like, all right, oh, let's do this. No, I'm ready now. I don't care. Let's just do this. That'd be bad. That's just not a good idea. So it's got to be Juan Francisco, right?
That's my guess.
Where are you getting these point totals from?
Where am I getting them from?
Yeah.
My brain.
Oh.
Counting.
Well.
I was trying to find if someone had put together the points on Chikara 101, but it does not look like it.
No one's bothered to put it all together?
I think someone might have when, like, the video came out, but there's not, like, the... You know, there's the Campione's, like, thread, like, where all the points are kept track, and I don't see anything for that for the Grand Championship yet.
Is that an indictment on, like, where the company is, that no one's bothered to do this?
Maybe.
That no one's cared enough, or just, maybe just, do they not know? Or, maybe. It's hard to get a read on that, because I really feel like Chikara is, it's hard to know when you distance yourself from something, whether the world has done the same thing or if it's just your world
right.
that has changed. But you had mentioned that Chikara had lost quite a bit of buzz, you thought.
I think so. I think in terms of Chikara fans, like, you know, the show still get pretty good crowds and the people who are there and into Chikara seem to be really into it. But I see people all the time saying, like, I completely forgot there were shows this weekend. I don't see any talk about, like, when matches get announced or anything like that on Twitter or anything like that. It's just, yeah, I don't know. It seems like the larger wrestling world just doesn't seem to care.
It's sad. I can't say that I'm, you know, I'll say this. If I didn't already care about Chikara, I wouldn't probably care about these shows.
Sure. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't see how I would, to be quite honest. But just knowing the history and already being still emotionally invested, it's I don't know. It's kind of sad to see it if that is the case, because, you know, you never know. There could be a – they could be selling like hotcakes and doing great business and all that, but I don't know. It just – it doesn't feel that way. Hopefully King of Trios kicks that door wide open, whatever they decide to do there. But I hope it's not – they could have got away with it in years past of doing kind of an insular King of Trios of just the groups they had in-house. I really think they could have, and just a couple of teams – one or two that were special, but I don't think they can do that now. Not with how much they've hyped it up, and not with Bola looking the way it is.
Well, it's also weird that like we're a month away from Trios and nothing's been announced.
Yeah, it's sort of the sign of where Chikara is right now. They're okay being what they are, and if you're not interested, I just don't feel like they're really trying to grab people. This isn't PWG where they're going, look what we have. And they don't need to do that. They can say, look, we're not telling you shit. All right, just show up.
Right.
And their fans will.
And they do.
They'll sell out all of those shows without announcing a person. So that's very strange. I hope they do attendance well. I hope.
I'm sure it'll be huge.
Yeah, I mean, I hope one or two things happen. I hope if there's a lot of people there, then I hope they're great shows. I hope word of mouth spreads. I hope people start, you know, I just hope it's a good show if there's a lot of people there. If it's not and there's not a lot of people there, I hope they recognize that this is a time to, you know, do some stuff that's going to get people interested in the company again.
Yeah.
But it's all speculative. They could be doing amazing business. They don't operate like a company that needs business.
Yeah, they don't seem interested in getting it. If you're not already interested in Chikara, they don't seem interested in getting you there.
Right. Like, I feel like Chikara needs business, and they're acting like a company that could not care one way or the other. And PWG is a company that could not care one way or the other and acts like a company that needs business. That actively goes, look at these shows that we're doing. And you can't not, you know? You're already like, well, maybe I'll, huh? And you've already purchased them.
Right. So
it's unusual. So that's
unusual.
It's what leads to the speculation, I think. Not necessarily going, oh, Chikara's this and that. It's just the behavior of the way they're approaching these shows, and not really hearing much buzz, any buzz about them at all, is strange to me.
It is very strange, but hopefully things are going to be going well, and we got Trios coming up. So, again, that could hopefully be the turning around point for all this.
That's always exciting, right? Doesn't have to be?
Yes.
It's got to be huge. All right.
It's going to be huge. That's going to be talking about in the next Viva Chikara, huh?
Yeah. Oh, there's not anything in between? I thought there was something in between.
There's, like, some free Wrestling is Fun show.
Oh, definitely.
Like, you know, they usually do that, like, the baseball energy stadium thing.
Right. So that's something.
That is a thing.
Should we plug stuff?
Yeah, I guess we should plug stuff. Is there anything else we need to say?
Hang on. Let me go look at the roster page.
Of course.
Let's see what's happening. Oh, I see Eddie doesn't have his championship.
Right.
We
did that.
The Latvian Proud Oak is there, and he's wearing Eddie Murphy's jacket from his special.
Yeah, he's had that
special Raw.
He's had that jacket for a while, and it's awesome.
How have I never noticed that?
I don't know. He wears it all the time.
Sin Bodhi somehow looks noticeably more insane than usual.
Yes. It's the clown nose.
And it's the everything. I mean, it looks like a circus just vomited all over him. And he was just like, ooh.
He's like, okay.
Yeah. That's horrifying. Whoa. Slash looks crazy. I hadn't even seen these guys yet. They have stone faces.
Yes. There's no hack, though.
Well, not yet. Man.
You know, Jigsaw is on the Flood side, but has the Chikara background.
I noticed that. That's true. It has, boy, that is a menacing mask that he has there.
Yeah, his mask is sweet.
My goodness. Does anyone on the good guy side have, like, a bad guy background? No.
Just the font.
Yeah, Icarus still didn't have his championship.
Nope. But that's okay, because Eddie Kingston doesn't have one.
It's true. So no one's champion. So we're halfway there.
We're getting there.
Yeah, we're halfway to somewhere different. Now, if Aries is holding the championship in another picture,
then
it's like, no, you missed. Damn it. Yeah, that would be a problem. But we're getting there. We're making fixes. Every person in the Flood looks like a villain from like 70s era Doctor Who.
And isn't that great?
It is. For me it is, because I like 70s era Doctor Who. I like contemporary Doctor Who. I like most things Doctor Who.
That's where you and me differ.
Yes, that's where our paths split and do not return. So
that's okay. I like the look of the Flood's pictures. They look so evil.
There is distinct. You're not mistaking this for anything but evil.
Yes.
I love that he has like stone gauntlets. I'm telling you, Slash and Hawk. I'm looking forward to seeing them. Were they any good?
Yeah, all right. They didn't really do much in their elimination tag.
Oh.
Like,
was there anything to the gimmick? Like, were they?
They're just Dr. Cubes like minions.
They just wrestled?
Pretty much. I think they move their arms kind of in a mechanical motion.
Okay, I'll look out for that.
Just watch. Just watch them, Chikara. Jeez.
I'm telling you, G1 got all up in my business. So now I can go ahead and just forget about New Japan altogether. And I can get back. And I'm going to try to watch all these shows. I can watch it with my daughter around and my girlfriend around. I got a new way of doing that I can do it really easily either on my phone or on my TV. So that's good news. So I'm going to try to get caught up. So when we do one of these again, I'll be more knowledgeable. Not completely knowledgeable, but slightly more knowledgeable.
That's all I ask. All right, I think we can plug things now.
Okay. Justin J. Houston is my Twitter. I write a column, probably, on PW Ponderings. It's called Rubbed Raw. Either way, I'll keep being contributing articles there until my brain runs out of ideas. We do a podcast called Flooping the Pig, which is it's all about Adventure Time. And if you like Chikara, you should like Adventure Time. We've mentioned this before. And if you're still like, oh, I don't know, give it a try. Shut up and give it a try, all right? It's wonderful, and it's full of all sorts of hilarious innuendo. If you like this show, then you should like Adventure Time, which in turn, you'll like our podcast, Flooping the Pig. I brought it back around. Kevin, what's your stuff?
You can follow me on Twitter at K413. As you said, we do this podcast, Viva Chikara, and we do Flooping the Pig, which you can find on iTunes and Stitcher Radio by searching for PWP Podcasts. And subscribe. You get all this stuff early. It's cool. It's fun. Also, if you're on pwponderings.com, in addition to reading Rubbed Raw, if you're going to buy stuff from amazon.com or highspots.com, click through the banners there and give us your money. Yeah, I think that's all the plugs I have. Oh, you can follow like a Chikara Special on Twitter, I guess. There's things there.
You do stuff on there.
Sometimes.
There'll be a new banner soon.
Right, I forgot about that.
That'll happen.
But yeah, like you know, I have the Chikara Special YouTube channel. I put up videos sometimes. I put up videos from the last two Chikara shows. There was like four promos. I put them all up. So watch those. Subscribe on YouTube. So that's Viva Chikara, folks. Thanks for listening.